Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. Winter weather is coming in late tonight, and the city of Brevard is ready for snow and or ice. City Manager Joe Moore says David Lutz and the city workers are ready with brine and salt before, during, and after the winter storm that appears to be heading our way.
Some of the things they do is they get down brine early so that those streets don't freeze. You don't want the ice adhering almost like a cement to the street surface, because then it never comes off. So they're prepared to do that work.
Moore reminds city residents that workers will plow the streets on a priority basis, starting with roads that are federal and state corridors, like Greenville Highway. Downtown is also a priority, but Moore says dead-end streets are last on the list. He also says your driveways are not the city's priority.
We really are limited to clearing the snow within the right-of-way, and so that means if you have a driveway that's blocked, it's a personal or private property matter to take care of. We just don't have the resources to do that.
Don has the latest forecast for you right after the news. The owners of Doc's Restaurant have filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The petition was filed on Tuesday on behalf of Frank and Jennifer Lanzaro by the law offices of Gum, Hillier, and McCroskey. A notice to those who are owed money by Doc's have received a notice that says they should get an official notice of the first meeting of creditors from the bankruptcy court within 15 days. There's help for people in the state who can't afford their prescriptions. A new program started yesterday was announced by Attorney General Roy Cooper and the State Association of Free Clinics, as well as North Carolina MedAssist. Cooper says qualified low-income North Carolinians can now get access to the medications they need to stay healthy. The program has created a mail-order central pharmacy to provide free brand-name and generic drugs. And those drugs are donated by participating pharmaceutical companies. Those eligible are the residents of the state who are adults and children who live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, those who do not qualify for Medicaid, Veterans Administration, or private health insurance, and Medicare Part D participants who fall in the donut hole may be eligible if they have a consultation with North Carolina MedAssist. To enroll, you can go to the website medassist.org or call toll-free 1-866-331-1348. The program's funded for the first year by a grant from Cooper's Consumer Protection and Education Fund. In sports, many Western North Carolina high schools have rescheduled their Friday night basketball games for tonight to avoid the incoming weather situation, but Brevard High School was unable to do so. Coach Tim Trantham says he will keep us posted should the game be called off on Friday. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.